This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a new artificial surface takes the mud and maybe some of the danger out of horse racing. First, though, in Sudan, the government said yesterday that any United Nations peacekeeping troops coming to Darfur could be treated as invaders. A small, underfunded African Union force has been trying to keep the peace in Darfur for several years. They can't do a lot, and many of them are begging for the UN to come in. From Sudan, David McGuffin reports.
An African Union patrol of 50 Rwandan soldiers drives across the dry Darfuri landscape. Sitting in open backs of pickup trucks, they have scars pulled up over their faces against the clouds of dust whipping around them. They're on their way to three refugee camps near El Fasher in North Darfur. The camps hold over 100,000 refugees. The soldiers' brief visit will be the only protection the camps will get for the day. In the camps, the troops fan out. They lack a translator to interact with the people. This is the reality of the underfunded African Union peace mission here. Back at the base, you can hear the soldiers' frustration as they discuss their job. Gambian Sergeant Lamine Touré has been with the mission for 11 months.
You know, it's not easy for peacekeeping. You can see at times it is tough, at times it will be easy. So, but the pressure is not easy. So, but we are managing it.
They were initially credited with stemming the slaughter in Darfur, but now with rebel groups dividing, a failed peace accord, and a huge new government offensive, the AU troops just aren't up to the task in much of this vast territory. In total, the African Union has just 7,000 soldiers and police across an area the size of France. The soldiers are badly outnumbered and outgunned. Funding problems mean they often go weeks without pay. The AU troops are mostly equipped with AK-47 assault rifles. It's not enough, says South African Corporal Abraham Motau.
We are not getting that much of a support as we are expecting, especially when coming to our task.
Most of the soldiers we talk to say the American-led plan to introduce a much larger UN peacekeeping force into Darfur, 20,000 strong, is the only answer. Again, South African Corporal Abraham Motau.
UN, when it does this thing, it does it in a very professional way rather than AU, not that we're undermining it, but AU is too reluctant to this Sudanese government.
The Sudanese government is beyond reluctant to allow in UN peacekeepers. President Omar al-Bashir has turned down the proposal, claiming it would be an assault on Sudan's sovereignty.
And we missed an opportunity.
But in Khartoum, Ambassador Babagana Kingibe, who recently stepped down after 4 years as the African Union Special Representative to Sudan, says something has to be done.
Every one of the rebel groups in Darfur are better armed and logistically better supported than the African Union troops. There isn't much the troops can do in the face of hordes of rebel armies, let alone the Sudanese government troops.
The idea of a UN peacekeeping force in Darfur is also supported by opposition leader Hassan al-Turabi, a leading Sudanese Islamist. Prime Minister, when Osama bin Laden was given refuge in Sudan in the mid-1990s, he's not someone who traditionally works with the international community, yet even he thinks it's time for the UN to come in.
I think this is a country, a member of the United Nations, that refuses completely to give any due respect to the United Nations resolutions. They are not hurting us. They are not coming to take over government. It's in Darfur. This force will be in Darfur. And then they're not governed Darfur.
Watching African Union troops drill with precision on their dusty parade ground in El Fasher, you'd never know how impossible their mission really is. The African Union mandate now runs until the new year. It's hoped by many Western nations that by then a deal will have been brokered to allow in a more robust UN force. Until that happens, these African Union soldiers are left to watch and do what little they can as the conflict continues to rage all around them. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin, El Fasher, Darfur.